Hey sis, did you know that you are what Jesus is all about? That he's all for you. In this amazing conversation with an amazing new sis of mine, Esther Weaver, we talk about it. We talk about this journey of discovering our true you. Esther shares her story, and her words of life encouraged me. Awaken me even more, and I know it's going to do the same for you. So enjoy this episode. Love you. Hello, and welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach with a vivid imagination. I remember waking up in the morning with what seemed like a million thoughts running through my head. I finally realized that my mind was a battlefield, and the way I was going to win the war in my mind was with the Word of God. So, if you are ready to be freed from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. It's time to take the next step. I am hosting the Take the Next Step free workshop on Wednesday, March 13th at 12 p.m. held on Zoom. It's 1 hour of powerful teaching. And I believe that this workshop is going to encourage you and empower you to take that next step toward your dream, toward your goal. After leaving this workshop, you are going to be empowered to do the thing that maybe you've been afraid of, that you've been going back and forth in your mind about, should you do this? What if this happens? It's time to move forward from that. We're going to talk through practical strategies on how you can overcome that fear of what if and move forward one step at a time. Something else that's powerful that's going to happen during our time together is connection with a dope community. You are going to be in the Zoom room with like-minded people who are not settling, who know that there is more for them and are deciding and have decided to take that step to do something brand new, who are embracing courage over compromise and who are determined to not stay stuck. If this resonates with you, I need you in the room. Again, that's Wednesday. This Wednesday, March 13th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can visit Vision Speak Consulting. Click on the Book Dr. Candace tab and you will see the information about the free workshop. As well, I do have a VIP upgrade experience that I'm so excited about. It does cost, and you'll see the price and information right below that link for the free workshop. And so that time together, our VIP upgrade experience, is 1 hour. It will start, at 1:30. I had to remember. So you get a little 30-minute lunch break. And what's going to happen in that space? There's going to be time for question and answer. My mentee / little sister cousin is who I call her, Alicia Leach, who is a hope dealer. She's a dreamer. She is she operates in ideation. So basically, she'll hear your dream or your thoughts, and she is able to come up with ideas and strategy. It's just, and she's a marketing guru. Like she's amazing, and she knows brand development. And you should see her social media. Follow her, Alicia Leach, on Instagram is pretty much where she hangs out for the most part. A little bit of Facebook too. But anyway, Alicia will be with us at the VIP experience, and we're going to talk it out. I want you to share your dream. And then Alicia, along with myself, we are going to strategize about that next step. So you're going to get real time coaching so that when you leave our time together, you're going to have a plan of action to move forward. So again, that's the free workshop. And then I have a VIP upgrade experience, and it does cost. And you'll see that information on my website. Check the show notes. All the deets are there. And I can't wait to see you in the Take the Next Step free workshop and the VIP upgrade experience. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Welcome to a brand new episode, episode 52. Hey,
of her renewed mind. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're listening by audio or you're watching us on video, yes, us, because I have an amazing guest with me today. I want to welcome my sis, my new sis, because we just met.
Come on.
Esther Weaver, welcome to the podcast.
Come on, Candace. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. I love you. I love your podcast. I love the name of your podcast. And when you contacted me, I was like, yes, we only met in person once, but you are such a bright light, and I do not want to be anywhere else but right here, right now, because I know the conversation we're going to have is going to be so good, so good. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And so like Esther said, you guys, we met back in November, and
Yes.
Esther came. You all know I'm in Louisville.
Louisville. I learned how to say that, girl.
You got it. So you all,
Louisville.
Esther came to Louisville, Kentucky for the first time, right? It was your first time.
Yes, first time ever in
Yes.
Kentucky.
In
Yeah.
Kentucky, and what a great reason to come. So Esther actually came to Authenticate It 2023, and I don't want to
Yes.
call it a conference. I want to call it
No.
an encounter, an experience put
Yes.
on by our sister, Sharon
Sharon, shout out the Sharon Rochelle. Come on,
Thomas.
somebody.
Sharon Rochelle Thomas, who is a newer sister of mine. God divinely connected us. Sharon, I love you so much. We were actually together last night, and I told her, Esther, that I was interview, we were going to be on the podcast. She was like, "Oh, I can't wait to watch it and to listen to it." So, Sharon, we love you so much, and
Yes,
happy
we
birthday,
do.
girl!
Oh, yes, it is a birthday. Come on, happy birthday to you. Come
Yes.
on, girl. Live it
Love you, girl. So, by the time you hear this or watch this, Sharon, your birthday, we're still going to be celebrating. We're
Yes.
still celebrating you. You're
Yes.
amazing. So I met Esther at Sharon's event, that she put on, that God put on her heart to host,
Yes.
Authenticated. It was 2023, last November. And as soon as my friend and I, my girl Kiki, I'm sure she'll be listening to this too. I love you, Kiki, came in the room. I think it was you and Tanya that like
Yes.
basically rolled up on us and just started blessing us and giving us a word from God. We had just, I don't even think, we were just trying to take it in. We were just walking in the room, figure out where we're gonna sit. And you
Yes.
came and just blessed us and gave us a word. And I'm like, okay, they're fire. Who is Esther? And then we're friends on Facebook now. So I'm watching you post and talk about identity, your true you, and what you're speaking, of course, is, maybe I shouldn't say of course. No, I can say of course. It's resonating with me because of what God and Holy Spirit is revealing in my heart. And this journey,
Yes.
it's a walk. He's walking
Yes.
me.
Oh, yes.
So I really appreciate you showing up authentically.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I gotta have her on the podcast. Because she is talking real good. And I want to release what you have and just talk about, who you are, what you do, and share with our listeners, because I know they're going to be blessed by our conversation
Yes,
and what
come on, come
we're
on. I am honored.
going
I am just honored to be here and to have met you, girl. That, let me just tell you, that authenticated Sharon shared her vision, her heart for it, and she's like, I want you to come to just be you.
to.
I'm like, girl, I am there. All I was doing is loving people, inspiring them, calling out of them the greatness inside of them. So I'm Esther Weaver, and I call myself, I am a hope igniter, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, a greatness activator, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and a boldness builder. Besides that, I wear many hats. I'm a wife for almost 19 years, an amazing husband. I have four beautiful, beautiful kids, and we currently reside in the beautiful California.
on the
Oh,
West Coast.
West.
But I was born and raised in the Netherlands. So if you're thinking, she has a little bit of an accent or where is she from? I'm originally born and raised from Europe. And I'm a mix. My mom is Dutch and my dad is Indonesian. So I'm Asian, half Dutch. That's my look. And I love my heritage. I love my where I came from and everything. And I love what you just said about the journey because I used to really not like that word.
Oh
The
yeah.
journey.
Yep.
I did not like process if you get to know me and personality,
Yeah.
which my husband is all about personalities and how people are wired and how this is a gift to you. It's not a limitation.
On.
So that's Jason Weaver. Go find him. But if you know me in my personality, in my wiring, I'm very much like the big picture.
Yeah.
I see the next, I can see into the future in my kingdom identity and stuff. I'm very prophetic. I dream big. That's who I am, right? So the everyday to get to that big picture I
Yeah.
saw is not
Yeah.
really my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The process, the journey, and actually it's part of my story. That I had to learn that it's not about a destination.
On.
Now, let me tell you, there's a destiny for
Yeah.
you.
Yes.
You are called for a purpose, with a purpose, in purpose, for a destiny. However, it's not about a destination. And I walked a lot of my journey with God just trying to get there,
Yeah.
trying to arrive, you know,
Yeah.
and not
Yes.
understanding that all of my life, my journey, my walk with God, me being here on earth is part of that destiny.
Yeah.
You know, that journey is just as much. And for me to say that, y'all, if you know me, and I've learned that over the last couple of years to really see all of it. And really, that is what I believe the gospel of the kingdom does to you, that there is really nothing missed, nothing lacking
Good.
in the kingdom. It's all part of.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you wanted to go there.
No, I'm glad you did. Well, and I think as you were talking, of course, I can't help but think about I'm the one that introduced the word journey in this conversation, right? Because, and I
Yes.
said that because also I've recognized that too. So, like you,
Yeah.
I want to get stuff done, right? I want to have that final project. I think about school,
Yes.
right? Like you're assigned something, right? You want to get it
Yeah.
done, because
Yeah.
then there's something else after that, right? Like yep, or I'm ready to
Right.
get to the end of the school year. You know, I'm ready to end that, and I had to come to learn, like you, that don't rush to get there, because you if you're rushing, then you're missing, or
Yes.
you could miss, even though you just said like there's nothing missing. I believe God does redeem, and he's
Right.
got to change my,
It, listen,
mindset
it might
around
take you a little
that.
longer.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are things that and that's the beauty, I think, of really walking with him
Yeah.
in a relationship
Yeah.
that he in our understanding of who God is, right? And we grow in that. We're so fixated in a very good way. So don't hear what I am not saying. Hear my heart.
Yeah.
We worship him. It is all about Jesus. And I will be the first to say that he has had my yes before I ever knew what he really was asking of me, you know? And that's been my life, my journey. However, I always thought there were so many things required of me to do more, to become more.
Like a checklist.
Like a checklist. Right. Oh, yeah. Girl, and I was good at it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was good at that performance and all of that, right? Not realizing that he is mesmerized with me. He is mesmerized with Candace. He is mesmerized with you who are listening today. Yes. He doesn't just love you. He is love. But he doesn't just love you. He is all about you.
Yeah.
And okay. That's really my message with the true you. That's been my revelation that I've been walking in. That happened really more as an awakening a couple years ago. Because listen, I'm pretty much saying I was born in church, you know.
Yeah.
I grew up in it. I thank my parents for instilling this love for God, right? Mm-hmm. And in that, very early on, I had an encounter when I was 14, got filled with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, what I understood about salvation, it was more about what happens after I die, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And so now I knew what was gonna happen. I'm like, and it wasn't even because I grew up with it. It wasn't so much of a date that I knew.
Right.
This is when I, you know, accepted Jesus in my heart. I mean, we were at church camp and we were singing those songs of I have the joy in my heart and all those things, right?
Yes.
I got the joy, joy, joy. And
my heart.
Yeah. And I just loved God.
Yes.
It was just a part of me.
Yes.
But I did have an experience when I was 14. And I really, that really did something in understanding that there was more. Mm-hmm. I knew I was born for more. I knew there was this calling and destiny on my life from a young age. However, I thought I had to do all the things. So yeah. I did all the things, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I heard we got to rededicate our lives. So I rededicate my lives like 50,000 times at the altar, right?
Yeah.
We have to crucify our flesh. Oh, I did all of that. Baptized. I got baptized at 17, 18. Then I wanted to go to Bible college when I was 16, but that was really not the time because I really just wanted to get away from everything I had known, everything that was comfortable, and I wanted to go live my dreams, right? And so I went to Bible college when I was 18. That was my first time coming to the States.
Okay. So where were you before you, where were you living before you?
Okay. So up until I was 18, I was in the Netherlands.
Okay. Okay.
With my parents, three brothers. I was the only girl. And I left my home country when I was 18.
Wow.
I was almost 19. It was first time I came to the States, first time I flew in an airplane. And I came to the East Coast. I loved it. I was like, oh my word, where has America been? This is what I was made for. I loved it. Had just amazing experiences. Really was at that time with the church and the ministry we were at. Really, God was doing a revival already and very... grew up in the prophetic. We were having meetings and services with no end time. We just started and it was going for hours. And in that culture, in that environment, I was living my life for him and I loved it. After Bible college, I moved to South Africa. That's where I got married to my American husband.
To me. Yes.
We were there doing ministry. We only were going to go for a little bit, but we stayed for 5 years. Two of my kids, I started having babies there and learned a lot. And why I'm sharing this is because a lot of that journey up until a couple years ago, I loved Jesus. He has my yes. He's always had my yes before I knew what he was asking of me.
Yeah.
And I know in that there was nothing missing.
Right.
However, I had a revelation. One day, I was reading my Bible, and I started reading every time he was highlighting. You know, when you read your Bible, and you've read stuff like 50 times, but all of a sudden, this thing is just jumping off. Holy Spirit is just breathing on it, right? Yeah. That's how God works. And so I was reading about how Jesus talks, and this is in the Psalms, that sacrifice I did not require, burnt offerings I did not desire. I was like, what do you mean sacrifice you did not require and you didn't desire? Like, what do you mean? Didn't you ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? Did you not send your own son? Do you not ask us to give everything up and lay everything down and sacrifice was my language my love language to him. And he started showing me that didn't really come from him. I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be true. And so I started reading, and he was just awakening things in me. And that's what my revelation of the true you is, that there are things true about you, truth about you, that are truth whether you know them or not, that are already there on the inside of you, whether you know that they are there or not. And it really was, one day I was singing, we were worshiping, and I was just, you know, there's no one like you, singing that song. There's none like you. It's all about you. And I just heard him singing it back to me.
Yes. Yes.
Singing it back to me. Jesus singing it back to me.
Yes.
Y'all. And I was like,
yes.
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
Now.
Yeah.
Again, let's go back to personality.
Yeah.
I'm confident. I have a gift of confidence by nature.
Yeah.
So I love me.
Yeah.
I love me.
Yes.
I think I've always loved me.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I grew up, especially high school years and stuff, I met people that didn't like themselves and I couldn't understand it. Because when I looked in the mirror, or I went shopping, I look in the window. I mean, it's just like, it just comes with my personality, okay?
Yeah.
And so in that way, I was not necessarily shocked that Jesus would like me, you know? I mean, after all, he created me, right? And I'm created in his image and likeness. But him singing that back to me from a place where he is all about me. Something unlocked on the inside of me that I could see something that when I am what he is all about, you are what he is all about. That makes you a big deal.
Yes.
But just him believing that you are a big deal is awesome, but isn't going to change anything in your life until you see and are confident and unapologetically living out and walking out that you are a big deal, you know? And when I started seeing that and just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different moments of revelations that I had. But really the big thing, what I realized was that he's always been there. He's always been closer than the next breath in my life. And the truth is that you are created in the image and likeness of him. And so religion comes with lies that makes you want to strive to become something you already are. And that, yeah. When I started walking on that journey of, there is a journey, there is a process. And the sooner you can become one with that and accept that, it will be easier to walk that journey, to grow in that. But let me tell you today that who you are in your identity as a son and daughter of God, that is who you are. That there's no becoming in that.
Yeah.
See, and I thought in that part, it still hinged on me.
Right.
It still hinged on my obedience, my, you know, all those things, even though I knew that I knew where I was going and I knew, you know, after I leave this earth and all that, but it is so much more. It is so much more. And so as I started digging into that, I joined School of Kingdom, our mutual friend Dov Alexander, and so what changed for me is that because of what Jesus did and because of who he is, he finished things for us, but not just for us. He did things when he walked the earth, when he came. I don't know if you ever heard people talk about his finished work.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just when he hung on the cross and when he was resurrected, when he came in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God with God, and the Word became flesh. Something happened. And he did things for you, but he did them as you. And when I started awakening to the truth of that, where all my life I had lived for him, and I had done that with all my heart. And listen, if that's where you are today, he loves that about you. Yes. He loves that about you.
Yes.
But I wanted to say, girl, but if you are a guy that's listening today, listen, you get to walk today the earth as him.
Yeah.
It says in 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are you in this world. And that is the kingdom within that we get to enjoy and live today and all those things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been talking a long time.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. There are many different directions that I could go. But I love how you know, because the premise behind this podcast, the purpose, I love to encourage, right? I love to help shed light, right? I love that God gives me revelation. I'm like, oh, I need to share it. And then I meet some amazing, dope people, right? Yes. And I'm like, okay, I need them to share their story, because I know there are people watching or listening, and they've been or are, like you just said, it's okay if you're right there, because maybe that's what you've known, right? Like, and it's so funny, as you were talking, I'm like, wait, I am Esther. Esther is me, right? Like, because I grew up in church, and my parents actually just stopped by my house. They live right around the corner from me, and they still attend and serve at the church I grew up in. And I'm so grateful for the foundation.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely.
And we worked at church, right? We served, and that's what I saw, and did it with joy. Let me be all the way real. Because I remember my mom saying, I was probably like 5 or 6. You're joining the choir. And I started to cry. I cried, Esther. Look, I'm stuttering. But for those who know me, know I'm very expressive. I love to sing. I love to worship. I love to dance with the Lord. And I told you before we hit record, I like to dance, period. Like,
yes,
I'm dancing all the time. I stopped for a little bit, but now I'm back. Like, I just had a dance. Which was so fun. And so anyway, when she said, you're joining the choir, I think in that moment, there was fear there. And then I also, growing older, didn't like being told what to do. Right? Which is funny. But I also, leaned into that performance or thought I had to, okay, I'm going to do this checklist because that's what's required of me. With a pure heart, though, right? Because
Absolutely.
I love God. I know he loves me. I know he died. I was learning in church.
Yes.
So for that person listening, I guess if you could just speak to, and we've been talking about journey, right?
Yeah.
If you could just speak to, like, once you received that revelation, what did it look like to walk that out and show up differently and know that? And I actually listened to a short teaching earlier this morning from Graham Cook, and he talked about, I love Graham.
Oh,
I love me some Graham Cook.
Yes.
So
yes.
He talks about resting in the Lord.
Yeah.
Right. And so whenever I hear him talk about rest, and I'm like, it's just that reminder, like, and you said the word strive, like I don't have to strive in this walk with Jesus, right?
And
do to get a checklist or that he's going to think something more of me or less of me if I don't do that. So I guess what I'm trying to say or ask you to expound on is, like, what does that look like practically once your eyes are open to, wait, it's a finished work and I, in me, the hope of glory is in me. How do I
come on
that identity?
Yeah. So
does that make sense?
There's a lot of things that I once I awakened to the truth of who I already was all along, because of what he did and because of who he is. There was a lot of things I needed to unlearn, really. And in that journey of unlearning or even undoing, there's a thing that I've been just chewing on, that it scripture says that Jesus was the last Adam. And in my awakening, there is this childlike faith in me that, and actually, I'm not a brainy person. Listen, I'm not analytical at all. You got to go to my husband for that. Mm-hmm. When I just catch something and it's like 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. And it's just very, you got to bring it to me simple. Okay. And when Jesus speaks to me, he speaks to me in my language, simple, so I can understand it.
Okay.
Which is another thing I realized, that God is good. The foundation of who he is good and only good. There's no but, if, nothing after that. And so he speaks your language.
Amen.
That does not mean it's his language. So when I was talking about sacrifice, and you got to bring me back because I'm starting to.
No, you're.
We were talking. I was talking about sacrifice and how that was my love language to him. I started realizing that as God continually was pursuing people throughout humanity, right? After creating Adam and Eve in the garden, and people feeling like that God was separated from them, and that they couldn't be close to him, while he was pursuing people throughout history, convincing them of their love for humanity, that he speaks in the language of his children. Because once I started having children, when I want my children to understand my heart,
come on.
I cannot speak in my own language. I need to come on their level and I need to speak to their heart, their understanding, which is very limited.
Yeah.
Our understanding is very limited, very veiled at times, and it needs to be unveiled. But he speaks in mysteries, but he's a good father. Mm-hmm. And he hides things for us, not from us. Because a good father wouldn't do that.
Yes.
But I want my kids to get something. Why would I speak Chinese if yeah. my kids speak English?
Yes.
That's just stupid.
Yes.
Yes. That's just cruel, yes. to be honest, okay? And so I'm not going to go in depth, but I realized that it was very normal to sacrifice your first child on an altar in Abraham's culture. Everyone was doing that to the gods, to appease a divine being up there, and to bring provision and prosperity into your life. Super normal. And I was like, wait a minute. What if God was just speaking Abraham's language? Listen, God is not for child sacrifice. Let me just tell you one truth that you, and I know there are things in the Bible that make God out to be for someone he's not. Mm-hmm. You gotta, there is a journey you need to change your lenses. Change your lenses. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Well, but he speaks your language as a good father. Okay? And so, but
sorry.
That does not mean it's his language. Yes, Candace.
Well,
yes, bring it out.
Well, and I'll just say this, because this is our PSA, you guys. So I am currently, Esther didn't know this, but as soon as you said that, I was like, well, and this is the walk that I'm on, you guys, of with God, and things that has been hidden for me that he's allowing me to see, right? In a beautiful way with me. And I just told my friend this yesterday, or maybe the day before we were having a conversation. I was like, having a personal relationship with Jesus is everything.
Yes. Oh, everything.
Not a church relationship, not my mom and dad and their God, you know, like, again, grateful for the foundation, but I love Jesus more and more every day as walking this out. So I'm mentioning this book because Dub Alexander, I listened to a teaching recently, and he talked about some resources that'll be very helpful to engage with the Bible in a new way, really, for me. And I'm like, and I haven't gotten far. It's I'm like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah, A More Christ-like Word by Bradley Jerzak. Very, very good. It's actually pretty easy to read, but there's a lot in there. Like, I'm actually reading it the second time through, or even the third time, I don't know. Certain parts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very good stuff in there.
Yes.
And listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
There are going to be some sacred cows you need to bring on your barbecue. If you're in the South, you better burn that fire up and get that fire going, because religion, that's where I was with your identity of who you already are. How the Father sees you, right? When Adam and Eve were in the garden and the serpent came and said, if you eat of this fruit, you will be like God. For Adam and Eve to eat of that fruit, the eating of the fruit we see as that was the sin they committed, and because of that, everything was messed up, right? Listen, that wasn't the point. The point was because they ate of the fruit, they first had to believe in their minds, in their hearts, that they weren't already like God. That right there. They were already like him. They were created in the image and likeness of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Genesis 1:26. But for them to eat and act upon it, they first had to believe an inferior, a less than identity, so that they did something to become something they already were. That, my friends, is religion in its core, okay? You having to do something to become something you already are. Okay? There is a Dr. Seuss quote. Let me just read it to you. Today, you are you. That is truer than true. And I am prophesying this into your life. This Dr. Seuss, it doesn't matter. This is Esther as a daughter of God saying, today, you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. You were created in the image and likeness. Now, this is what sin was, okay? Sin is not a action that is wrong doing, which is one of the meanings of sin, if you look it up in the Greek. But it really is, it's the Greek word hamartia, which means being without a share in, being without an inheritance. But really what it means is ha, the first part of the word is without, and martia comes from meros, which is form. So you are without form. So sin, whenever it's speaking about sin, hamartia in scripture, it's not talking about you doing something wrong. It's not a verb. It's a noun. Okay, it's an identity. Okay, sin is an identity. And so when Adam and Eve ate of the fruits, okay, they believed an inferior identity. They saw themselves not as God saw them. Remember, God was back the next day walking in the garden and saying, Adam, hey, where are you? I'm coming here for a walk. Where are you?
Yeah.
And Adam says, oh, I was hiding here because I was naked. And I was God says, who told you that?
Yeah.
Who told you you were naked?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, who told you that you were less than?
Come on.
Who told you that you were not already a child of God? Religion will tell you that.
Yeah.
Religion will tell you that. Who told you that you were not the king and queen that you are called to be in the earth, created in the image and likeness of your Father? You are just like him. You are coming from him. Yeah. And so there is something about, back to what Jesus did on his death.
Yeah.
Laying down his life, okay, that he did that by choice.
Yeah.
Yes, we, humanity, put him on a cross, but he died by choice. He laid down his life. He was buried and resurrected, okay? What that did, that he took that identity, that less than, you seeing yourself less than, inferior, all of those things.
Yeah.
Forget about you smoking a cigarette or doing something, whatever. Listen, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so how you walk out your life will show what you believe about yourself and what you believe about God. And that's a journey, okay? But that sin, that identity was nailed on the cross. It's no longer there. It is taken out of the equation. Let's say 1 + 3 = 4. 3 being sin. It is now 1 + nothing equals. It's not there. That's not who you are. He changed something on the inside of you, your DNA, your nature, by grace.
Yeah. Yes.
Free gift.
Yes.
Okay. And so if we can see that is an identity that we no longer are because he changed us. Okay. So now I can actually see myself the way he sees me. If you can catch how he sees you and to see yourself and therefore everybody else, okay, the way he sees you as a son, as a daughter, with an inheritance, with a life, a fullness of life, not just... And that's, I believe, salvation. You know, we need to go back to look at all of that, because so much in our understanding, and that was me. It's like it was all about one day, but not yet. And even me being created in his likeness and his image, one day, but not yet. Well, that's not the gospel. And actually, to be honest, that is not good news. Because you're going to all your life strive harder and try harder. Yeah. Yes, okay, you got your ticket into heaven, okay? But that's not what it is about. Yeah. He actually created you as him in the earth. As him in the earth for a purpose. Okay. And that's where I love the kingdom identity, the kingdom message, because yes, your acceptance as a son is enough for you, right? That's enough for me. And to be honest, it's very important, because I found myself as the older brother in the house of his father with the prodigal son story. Mind you, the son was always a son.
Yeah.
If you look at that's the first thing that you need to find in your relationship with Jesus, that you belong before. You were found in Christ before the foundation of the world. I don't know the address of all these scriptures, but you go find it. Google it. Today is amazing. You don't even have to go and turn the pages in your Bible. Right. You just Google it, and it will give you the
scripture. Just type in a phrase, and it'll pop up.
Yeah. You were found in Christ before the foundation of the world. Before you were ever lost in Adam, when Adam sinned and took on that inferior identity. Wow. And here, I'm rounding it back to the last Adam where I started. Come on. I got back.
You're flowing.
Because Jesus is the last Adam. What does that mean? What does that mean? He is the last Adam. So that means after him, no more Adam. I believe a lot of the renewing of our minds and the transformation that comes from that is the undoing of our Adam identity that we no longer are.
Yeah.
Okay. Because after that, when he was the last Adam and he rose like a new man, new transfigured, seated at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, we are seated in him. That's another word for another day.
Well, go back, because I talked about that in like previous episodes. So you all can go back and listen to that one.
Yes. You are in him. And so he's the last. So you're not, he doesn't see you as Adam. There's an upgrade. You are in Christ. He is in you. John 17, 14, 14 to 17. Read all those chapters. It's amazing. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father. You are in me and I am in you. That union that you have with God because of Jesus, not because of you, makes him the first of many brethren. Brethren is a New King James word, okay? It means brothers and sisters, y'all.
Come on.
You are a brother or a sister of Christ. And that is how he sees you. Yes. They see you part of their family. That's where God started. You started in the mind of God as a dream that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit had when they were enjoying this amazing, awesome relationship before the beginning of time and space and creation. You were in the mind of God, and that's where Jesus brought you back to. He didn't bring you back to Adam in the garden. He brought you back to before the foundation of the world, and to see yourself, that is the true you, okay? Now, you can say, Esther, that sounds like really amazing and all of that, but how do I, you know, walk this out?
Yeah.
Listen.
Yep.
It is an awakening of something that is already there. So first of all, I would say, look inside yourself. It's already there. It's already on the inside of you. Whatever you are looking for, it's already there. Why? Because Jesus put it in there. Okay.
Yeah.
He made himself available. He made himself, actually, it says the scripture, he made you one with him. It's a mystery. It's mystical.
Right.
There are things about that to the human understanding, it goes beyond.
Yep.
But search it out. Mm-hmm. Seek his kingdom, his righteousness, and you are going to find things about yourself that were true, like the lost coin.
Yes, so
it belonged to that lady that lost her coin
way
before the coin got lost.
Fine.
And so is it with you. You know, you were found in him, and he actually, that's what Jesus did. He actually did something. He actually did something. Yeah. Sometimes I go back to some of the things I believe, and I'm like, actually, I just didn't really believe.
Yeah.
That you actually did something.
Yeah.
You know, we say these things, and that's part of our journey. Listen.
Yes, absolutely.
Have grace for yourself.
The
understanding, even if certain things you have no language for, but you, there's something resonating on the inside of you.
Yes,
search out the mysteries.
Yes.
Those are put there for you.
Yes.
They are there as a gift to you to find his love, to find his true acceptance, to find who you truly are, your original design. And I don't know how we are on time.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, if that's okay. I love, God knew, because I love that you said that, because I have been reminded to give myself grace too. So I'm so glad you said that. So those of you all who are listening, watching, like, stay right there. And as you were speaking, Esther, I just kept thinking about, right, like being childlike, right?
Yeah.
Staying curious, right? Yes. Having fun, right? And Shea Bond says this all the time. Like, it's a crazy, amazing adventure.
Oh, and I absolutely. Started thinking about
exploring, because we talked about authenticated early on, and we were explorers, and that was, yes. And door, and I think that was the theme music.
Yes.
And it was so beautiful, because I know for me, yeah. I can, you know, even showing this book, and it's so funny because you said, oh, it's easy to read. I, you know, for me, there's words in here that Bradley is using, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go get my dictionary out, you know. And but I love it because Jesus is so kind, and we have this relationship that I literally yeah. sometimes he's like, just put it down, Candace. Like,
oh yes,
just put yes. it down. Go walk away, because I'm in my office right now, and of course on my computer. Yeah. I can get in my study zone, right? I can get in my research mode where I'm like, oh
yes,
I love to learn. I've always loved to study and learn. And like you said, we have Google now, but sometimes I can get so, and it's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, girl, go outside. Like, and then I go outside and I'm looking out my window now. And like yesterday, I went on a walk. And there was a bird that I saw, and I never this bird before. It was black, and it's on its feathers was red and orange and yellow. And I was blown away by this bird that I've never seen its kind before.
Beautiful.
And that was Jesus and God speaking to me like, hey, girl.
Yes.
Like, we're having fun here.
Yes. Yes.
We're on this journey of discovery.
Yes.
Too. And that's
probably- and you mentioned Shea Bynes. She yeah. has an amazing message, really, that comes from the rest, right? Over the ground, because especially in the time we live now. Listen, yeah. you are here for a reason for this time. You had nothing to do with it. God thought it was the amazing time for Candace to be here right now today, for yeah. you to be here right now today
yes.
for a purpose. So yes. don't be overwhelmed by, you know, sometimes we're like complainers, which really can prophesy some things in your life because your words have power. So let's not do that. But you're here.
Yeah.
If there are things, frustrations, things that you're dealing with that really are touching the inside of you, listen, the answer is on the inside. Maybe yes. you need to do something about it. Maybe there's something on the inside of you at the end of that frustration that has a gift or an unlocking for someone else, okay? Religion frustrates the hang out of me, yeah. okay? But yeah. I can get lost in seeing all these things that yeah. are lies, and I just want to scream the truth, right?
Yeah.
But I need to remember too that it's a journey,
yeah.
and I love that we started there
yes.
because that's what I'm doing now with the True You and
yes.
the mentorship yes. program. It's called True You Journey, and then we have True You Adventure, because I rounded up a bunch of my friends that. Yeah. just live this message, and it's so alive in them of the new creation. And some of them are double extender, Brian Orme, Ryan Pena, Tommy Miller, some names you may not know, Dan Abraham Thomas. I just rounded up these people that I really believe their voices for this time, for our generation
yeah.
and for generations to come. And in my program, we are beholding Jesus, because that's what I was going to tell you last. If you find yourself on your journey and you're like, yeah, that sounds all really
right.
cool,
right,
but how do I apply this to my yeah. life, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Jesus is alive in you. Okay, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you carry a hope, a solution,
yes.
an answer.
Ooh, yes.
That first, I believe, is a gift to you before it can be a gift to somebody else.
So good.
Okay.
And I think that.
yes.
And I know that that has been the opposite that I have operated in, right? Because of this, I have to do, I have to perform. So I love that, a gift to you first. Because yes. He's a good father, yes. Right? Yes. And he wants us to enjoy and yes. loves for us to enjoy.
Yes,
absolutely. And who we absolutely. Are. And really going yes. back, and I'm going to let you finish, but just going back, because I just think you made such a beautiful point early on, Esther, about this, where Jesus is all about us.
Yes. He really
like,
is.
We're like, I'm about you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You know? And he's like, Esther, 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 Candace, 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 you, yes. you, 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 you. And he has been through song. I mean, and when you said that early on, I'm like, oh my gosh, me too. Like there's these songs we sing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, he is singing that over me.
Yeah. Absolutely. All the time. He is singing over you. Yes. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And it's like, it's okay to receive that.
Yeah.
Like receive that he is madly in love. I wrote this down. I don't know who I got this from. Maybe it was Dub, but I had to write it down. Somebody said it. God is unceasingly magnificent towards me.
Yeah. He is for you more than you are for yourself. But we are here, okay? And that was another thing. That eternal life, that everlasting life that you awakened to when you said yes, right? That's for now. Listen. That is for now. That is not for when you die and go to heaven and then see him face to face. There, in your union with the Father, Son, and Spirit, there is something available to you that you can turn your face right now, okay? And you can be transformed by that renewing of that shift of seeing him face to face now. And it's really a love relationship, right? And that's like go read Song of Solomon. I love really, if you really want to feel loved and sing, read Song of Solomon in the Passion Translation.
Oh good, you all know I love my passion.
Oh girl, yes, the Passion Translation, Song of Solomon. Yeah. Read it. That is his love for you and his love language for you and how he's mesmerized with your heart, right? But we are here to bring heaven to earth, okay? And to change the things that are still subjected to a fallen thinking and mindset and lies, the lies that people believe and that are not true about them. And so we have good news to tell them. Yes. This is who you are. This is how he sees you. You already belong. You already are seen and loved and heard like anybody could ever do for you. And so that is good news. And so there's nothing you need to do to become that, because that's who you already are, right? And that's when we look at Jesus in your relationship with him, the last thing I want to say is where I really had a revelation about beholding him. That's what it says in scripture, beholding him as in a mirror. Okay. Mm-hmm. When we hear these things that were created in the image and likeness of God, the Creator, we look at him, at God, we look at him through a window. Something, someday, I am going to become like him. And I'm giving my heart to become more like Jesus. There's a song on the worship scene right now. I don't really listen to it because I heard it once and I was like, nah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, become a little more like Jesus. Every day, become a little more like Jesus. I get what they're saying. Yeah. But the point is, you already are, and you got to behold him as in a mirror. Yeah. Okay? What do you see when you look into a mirror? Well, I read that again. A simple Esther. 1 + 1 = 2. I was reading that one day and it just jumped off the page. And yeah. I was like, well, when I look in the mirror, I see myself.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else is standing next to you, you're not going to see anybody but you.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's the point why Jesus came to show the Father for who the Father really is, but also to reveal to you who you really, really, really on the inside of you that you know you are, because he's going to highlight those things about you. I need to bring my level down. I am passionate about this because he's all about you. And that is what really this love story is about.
Yes.
That you see what he sees.
Yeah. Yeah.
As in a mirror. Don't look through a window. Don't go window shopping when you're looking at those mannequins and you're like, one day maybe I'll fit into that. I'm talking to somebody because I know that that used to be me, but I know I have a gift to the body and to people to call out inside of them because I naturally don't mind looking in the mirror. Right? And trust me, I see things sometimes that I don't like. Listen, being a mom, I will give you one confession today. Okay? I love being a mom. I love being a mom.
Yeah.
But I did not know that parenting taught you so much about yourself. And my kids are little mirrors. And most of the time, I do not like what I see.
Yeah.
Not in them.
Yeah.
But it reflects me.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
When you look at Jesus, when you look at Jesus, look at him as in a mirror. If your eyes are not open to this, if you cannot do that, ask Holy Spirit. In fact, I'll ask Holy Spirit with you today to just unveil those places, to show you in your core that you will know, that you know, that you know, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you will know the truth about you that is the true you that is defined in Jesus, in who he is. Because what is found in him is found in you. What is not found in him is not found in you. And that's a wrap.
Amen.
Oh, I could talk all day, girl.
Behold him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that is the point. Yeah. That is, it is all about Jesus. Yes, absolutely. But don't stop there because he's all about you.
All about you. Yes, behold
him.
So
it's you and him.
Yeah.
It's Christ in you that is the hope for the world, okay? So it's not actually just Christ. He did his job when he walked the earth and then he sat down at the right hand of the Father waiting for his children to continue doing what he has done.
Yes, so good.
And so.
So good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is
so. Oh, goodness, I love you.
I love you too.
Girl,
thank you.
I'm gonna invite you to come chat with me.
Okay, I would love to.
Yes, that would be fun.
Thank you, Esther. So how can people keep in touch with you and true you?
Yes. So for the True You, that's my mentorship program. You can go to trueyou24.com. I'm sure
I'll put that in the show notes. Yeah.
Drop a link. I gave you a link for that. You can find me on Facebook. That's really
She's fine on Facebook.
Esther Weaver. They're at the Esther Weaver because there was already an Esther Weaver. On Facebook, my personal profile, you can befriend me or my page. I am on Instagram, but not like I'm more on Facebook than I am on Instagram. You can find me there, but really trueyou24.com is where you can experience more, or join me in this journey and this adventure that is really, really amazing of discovery. It's a discovery of who you already are.
Already are. Thank you, Esther, so, so much. I love you. You all, connect with Esther. Please do. Check out trueyou24.com. I'll have all the information in the show notes and in the comments on YouTube. So, Esther, thank you.
Thank you, Candace. This was awesome.
Love you so much.
I love it.
We will. Love you guys. Have a great one.
Bye.
Hey there, I hope you are blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.